Country Pop FM.
Let's ring in a new day and a new almanac right here only on Bob FM. Neil, are you there? You ready to go? It's Friday.
Let's do it.
I don't think we have anything to give away, so there is no...
No almanac trivia?
No almanac trivia today, although I want to dedicate this almanac to Patty and her passengers on her shuttle bus.
I like this.
That apparently as they are driving, everybody, they turn up the radio and they be quiet. They go, shh, shh. It's time to listen to the almanac. So I got an email from Patty. She requested a song for the All Request Lunch Hour and then did a P.S. Psst, that everyone on her shuttle bus enjoys the Bob Almanac. They listen to it religiously and they turn it down. Or they turn it up and they shut up, basically, so they can listen to
they
it.
They have great taste in
what
radio.
Do you think of that? That's kind of fun.
Yeah, that's very cool.
It's humbling, if not, if anything.
We
puts
love
a lot of pressure
yeah,
on us here.
That, you know, yeah, that makes us feel
we make their
all warm and fuzzy.
What would normally be a mundane, and I know I'm sure Patty drives is really a spirited bus driver.
Sure.
What would normally just be a mundane shuttle ride turns into something special.
I love it.
Monday through Friday. Let's get this date in history underway. Friday, March 16th, 75th day of the day of the year, 290th day of the year. And we got 290 left. We'll get it straight. 1521, Portuguese navigator Ferdinand Magellan. He reached the Philippines. You know, he was trying to circumnavigate the world and get a good route. He wanted, they all wanted spices back then. I mean, in the 1500s, everybody loved their spices.
Yeah, food was very bland.
They didn't have shilling back then.
No, they
couldn't
did.
Just go and
McCormick?
Get the roll out. Yeah, McCormick.
No.
They didn't have those companies that were shelling out those spices. You had to go far and wide to find spices. And that's what Ferdinand Magellan was trying to do. And he got as far as the Philippines, but he would go no farther. You shall not pass. Because a month after he arrived there, the natives said, we've had enough of you. You're gone.
Mm-hmm.
They did something to him. I don't know, they beheaded him, but they took his life.
Wow.
Ferdinand Magellan. His ships would reach back home to Portugal, but he would not, sadly. Really quite sad.
Yeah, that's tough.
That was 1521. 1802, U.S. Military Academy at West Point established by an act of Congress. Now, the school was originally intended to be for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, but they said, this isn't good enough for us, so they gave it to the Army.
Army
West
liked
Point.
It.
Yeah. Army, that's fine. What's worked for them since 1802. 1871, state of Delaware enacted the first fertilizer law. I took 30 seconds to try and figure out what the fertilizer law was. I didn't do a whole lot of digging. I'm not sure. You can't use human excrement as a fertilizer, maybe?
Well,
could that possibly be what it was? Or you have to fertilize? Or there was something about this fertilizer law in 1871. Maybe can you call the folks at Monsanto and see if they know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we'll call Scott's.
1871.
Turf Builder Plus.
1945.
You're right, Marine. You've taken a tiny island. But it's not just 8 square miles of rock. Today, it's an American fortress only 4 hours from Tokyo. Today, from your little island, giant striking forces are launched against the heart of Japan. Today, our planes and ships are blasting the enemy into ash.
How critical was that we took control of Iwo Jima on this date, the island of Iwo Jima, 1945, a month or so after we raised the flag on Mount Suribachi? The Allies officially had secured Iwo Jima and could use it as a launching point.
Came at quite
Japan.
A cost.
It did. It was quite the battle.
Yes, it was.
And I think it was only 26 days. That little excerpt was from World War II in color.
Huh.
It's good
I
stuff.
Love it. Yeah.
That was in 1945. 1964, don't call them the football version of Pete Rose, but Paul Hornung and Alex Karras reinstated to the NFL. They were suspended for 11 months. They were suspended indefinitely, and then they decided to bring them back. Thanks, I think, to head coach Lombardi. He was pleading to get Paul Hornung back, although he was kind of at the end of his career. He didn't have a whole lot of effectiveness left, although Alex Karras had a bunch of years left for him.
Yeah, he played into the 70s.
And, of course, good for Alex because he would then go on and be the father on Webster.
And be Mongo.
George Papadopoulos, yes. Mongo, a pawn in the game of life.
Right.
Here he was a pawn in the NFL versus gambling because they had been betting on football games.
Yeah. Oops, you don't do that.
No lifetime ban in the NFL, though.
No.
Not quite as strict.
No.
72, John Lennon and Yoko Ono were served with deportation papers. Nixon wanted them out. You know, they had the anti-war thing going, and then he was supporting McGovern, and John Lennon had been found with some cannabis oil, you know. Mm-hmm. Never said I had any cannabis oil. I didn't want to go back to England. I want to go back to England. I just want to stay in New York. Mm. John Lennon, and they were looking for their Yoko's child, Kyoko.
What?
They were searching at that time, too. That was part of the story.
Wow.
And to be honest, John Lennon was the first dreamer. The whole DACA thing was kind of based on, he was like the first one.
Huh.
Is how that whole law got passed. Yeah. Okay. 1972. And of course, he wasn't deported.
No.
Stayed in New York. And we're all happy for that. 1985, journalist Terry Anderson kidnapped. This was the day that he was kidnapped. He would serve 2,400 days, like 6.5 years.
Just
he would
ridiculous.
Be in Beirut, Lebanon. Hezbollah took him. Him and Terry Waite. Those are the two names that I can remember.
Yep.
And in fact, Terry Waite was an English journalist who went down there to try and negotiate the release of Terry
and
Anderson.
And they took him, too.
And they took him. They said, oh, thanks for coming. Here's the door.
Our quota on Terry's has
That's
not been
brutal.
Reached yet.
Just think about that.
That's awful.
Missing that amount of time.
Ugh.
That was 1985. 1991.
Listens for my eight buddies.
Oh. That's Reba McEntire at the ACMs shortly after the plane crash that took seven members of her band and the pilot. In a plane crash in 1991. They're giving her a hand. That had to be tough for Reba.
Oh,
definitely. Huh?
That's heart-wrenching.
So that was in 1991. In 1993, country of France, ostrich meat officially declared fit for human consumption.
Yummy.
They tell me it tastes like emu.
Well, you know, put enough cheddar cheese on it. It's delicious.
That's in France. That's when in France, 1995, astronaut Norm Thagard became the first American to visit the Russian space station Mir. Mm. He only lasted there a couple of days. He just couldn't drink that much vodka.
Wow.
They wanted him to drink so much vodka, you know, several bottles a day for the cosmonauts, 1995.
There's much to do up there.
He wanted to get out of, exactly. You play cards and you drink vodka and you dance. And you do that Russian dance with your arms crossed.
And it's hard on
the
knees.
It's hard to do that. And to do that in zero gravity, are you kidding? So he actually tried to parachute from Mir and he thought against it. He had second thoughts about
That's
it.
That's a long free fall.
He chose wisely. And then in 2005, this date, this was in the news.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Robert Blake, not guilty of the crime of first degree murder of Bonnie Lee Bakley.
Mm. Robert Blake Beretta was not guilty, although they did charge his parrot, or the bird that he had on his shoulder.
Yeah.
That was charges for stupid TV, I think.
Very, very shady.
That was 2005. Let's move on to birthdays now today.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll meet the woman that Len selected. We're going to hear everything that happened on that date. We'll do that in two and two.
Right? He's the guy who gave us 2 and 2, Chuck Woolery, 77, from Love Connection.
That was
a good show.
Is that too national, too local?
No, so, 2 minutes and 2 seconds. It was a 2-minute break, but, you know, it's not break. You don't leave the break right away, and you don't come back. There's some bumper music in there.
Oh, I see. So that was the other two.
So that was the other two, yes. So Chuck Woolery, I also loved him on Scrabble. I thought he was very good on Scrabble.
They
were taking tiles, and he's very affable and funny, and he's got a good humor and wit. Chuck Woolery is 77. I'm assuming he's selling reverse mortgages now, because that's what they all do.
Sure.
Him and
Tom Selleck.
And Tom Selleck is doing it. And then who's
Wink Martindale.
And Bob Eubanks.
Oh, yeah, Bob. Yep, Bob's doing it.
And it's up against the wall, redneck mother. Mother who has raised the son so well.
He gave us Mr. Bojangles'
JJ.
Trashy Women. I don't know if he wrote that, but he did it first. Jerry Jeff Walker, the old troubadour, singer, honky-tonk guy. Jerry Jeff Walker is 76 here today. TV theme time because Eric Estrada.
And it's a great theme.
He was Ponch. And boy, was he cool.
Ah, that's good 70s TV theme.
The thing about Chips was that You know, they'd have a highway or a freeway chase, and then cars would all of a sudden just start flying.
Just, yeah.
There were no ramps. There was no reason for them to start flying. A car would hit a pebble, and all of a sudden it was airborne. It's, even at my young age, it didn't make sense.
There's some nasty crosswinds that we weren't aware of.
Well, there are. On, if you go on the 10 that crosses the 4
yeah.
to get to the Santa Monica Freeway,
yeah.
and then you go to the 3, there are some crosswinds. You get those Santa Ana winds.
Yeah. Cars are going to start flying. They they gain wings.
Eric Estrada is having a birthday. He's 69 today. The actor Vince Garber, he is one half of Firestorm, Dr. Martin Stein in the CW DC universe.
The contrary. Just recently, the many different worlds theory proposed interaction with parallel universes was plausible. Now, if what Mr. Garrick's saying is true, that theory has been proven sooner than we all thought.
Yes, thank you very much, Dr. Stein. He's talking about the multiverse, and that's where you lost the Flash.
Yeah, that gave me a headache.
He started He's talking about Earth 1, 2, 3, 4,
right.
Earth 11.
There's a lot of Earths.
You lost it. You just couldn't handle it.
I couldn't take it no
Back
more.
To Gunsmoke you went.
Yep. Simpler times.
Victor Garber is 69. Nancy Wilson.
Oh, love her. The guitar playing and the better looking half.
Yeah. Now, don't say that because Anne was.
I know.
She put on a little weight later
on. No, she was still good looking, but Nancy was.
Well, you like blondes.
I do.
That's from Crazy on You. We're playing the acoustic guitar there. And one half of Heart.
So good. That was a great band.
Nancy Wilson is 64. Ozzie Newsome. Ozzie Newsome's a pretty good tight end.
Yeah.
Cleveland Browns. He has been a football executive with the Ravens. And I think he went back to the Browns. I don't know where he's at.
So,
he was
yeah.
at the Ravens because the Ravens were the Browns. And now I don't know if he's gone back to the Browns. But who would go back to the Browns, actually?
Probably
62,
not.
Flavor Flav, one of your favorites,
yes.
Public Enemy. He has reality shows. He's the one that wears the clock around his neck.
The big clock, yeah.
Yeah, he's Flavor Flav.
Yeah, it's not like a little stopwatch. It's
no,
like
it is.
A wall clock.
Right.
All I can do is weep, weep, weep with
Here's singer-songwriter Patty Griffin.
She's skilled. That's good right there.
She's skilled and she's 54. Do you know Alan Tudyk? Now you'll know him because you watched the movie 42. He was the manager that was throwing those.
Of the Phillies?
Those, yes. They're throwing those insults.
Oh, and I know
Jackie.
Who he was from Dodgeball, too.
Yes, he was Pirate Pete.
Yes.
In Dodgeball. Alan Tudyk.
Boy, that was a character that was hard to like in 42.
Oh, no doubt. We wanted to punch him.
No doubt.
And he's 47. Brooke Burns. She's 40 now. That means it's time to check for sagging because she was on Baywatch once you get to 40. So Brooke Burns is 40. Blake Griffin, 29.
He's pretty good.
Basketball star was with the Clippers. He's part of that mega deal that sent him to Detroit. He's now a Piston. Blake Griffin is 29. These fingers are a-tapping. They named their kid Wolfgang, and why not? Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, if you're a musician, go for it. Wolfgang Van Halen playing the guitar solo, Eruption. Yes.
Sounds like his father.
Oh, it sounds just like him. You know it. Eddie made it famous. Wolfgang can play it as well.
Nice.
And he's now playing with Van Halen. He's playing bass.
Yes.
Van Halen, Wolfgang, 27. That's all I have.
Gone but not forgotten today, Jim. We start with our former president, James, don't call me Jim Madison. He was born on this day, 1751. He was the king of the one-liners, comedian Henny Youngman.
A man brings his boss home for dinner. A woman lets him in. He says, was that your wife let us in? He said, would I hire a maid that ugly?
He had all those great wife jokes.
Yes, take my wife.
Here's another one here for you.
Little old man gets hit by a car. The cop props him against the wall, covers him up with a blanket. He says, you're comfortable? He says, I make a nice living.
Before there was Rodney Dangerfield, there was Henny Youngman,
yep.
right? Those rapid-fire one-liners.
1906 for the great Henny Youngman. Our former first lady of the day is Richard Milhouse Nixon's wife, Pat. She was born on this day, 1912. Academy Award-winning actress, do you remember the name Mercedes McCambridge?
Yes, and you know, she was the voice of The Exorcist.
Oh.
If you're the devil, why not make the straps disappear?
That's much too vulgar display of power, Karis.
Where's Reagan?
In here with us.
That is Mercedes McCambridge with a little bit of audio processing
Or a lot of cigarettes.
Special effect. Well, yeah, she did. And I was going through this, and I found an interview with her, and she said she had bronchitis or something at the time when she did it, so her voice was even lower.
Wow.
And, yeah, that's her.
That's her. She was also in Giant, Johnny Guitar, All the King's Men, talented actress. She was born on this day, 1916. And entertainer, and you saw him on a lot of Labor Day weekends, Jerry Lewis.
Okay.
He was, and when you use the term entertainer, he definitely was.
Right.
He wasn't just an actor, wasn't just a comedian. I mean, he could sing, he could dance. He did it all. Think about him.
Right. He was a very talented guy and raised a lot of money for muscular dystrophy. He's Jerry Lewis, the great Jerry Lewis, born in this day, 1926. First guy to die in space was Vladimir Komarov, a cosmonaut. I don't know what happened. He
drank too much vodka.
That's what it was.
He OD'd on vodka.
Vodka, 1927. And anybody else? Jazz great Tommy Flanagan, if you're into jazz. He played with such stars as John Coltrane and others. He was born in this day, 1930. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
And that is the Almanac for Friday, March 16th, 2018, on your Total Country Station, Bob FM.
Girl, I'm crazy for your love.